talking about Riley Rusher, who I remember watching her at the beginning of the season to the end of the season. And, boy, right side hitter, and she's going on to play at LCCC. Laramie County committed to college. You had a chance to coach her for a year as head coach and see her the last couple of years as well. And, wow, she really came on, had a great senior season, didn't she?
She had a really, really good season. She came out really strong. It's no secret to anybody, Riley really dominates on the right side when she's hot and in a groove. And we relied on her a lot. Like, she just came out and puts up a really good block. She has very good ball placement, a very smart, strategic player. And from beginning to end, she just was really, really strong.
202 kills, legend kills. Her and Carly Anderson right there neck and neck for kills. And I remember watching that triangular late in the season when you were down at Bartley with Chase County Southwest, and I think what St. Pat's down there. And wow, I watched on the streaming a little bit, but up close and in person watching her on the right side, she was dominating a lot in those last couple of matches, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Riley's, when she has a good hitter connection, like hitter and setter connection, she is very lethal with ball placement and her swing. You can tell that she has done a lot of development, like fundamentals and things over the years in her career to get there. And unless the other team can put up a really strong block that kind of forces her to hit out of system, she's just going to swing hard wherever. And that proved to be worked well in our favor for a lot of games. And she just, you want to feed her the ball when she's on like that. And that Southwest game, like, they have both of those Nelms girls as middles. And even then, she just got in a really big groove and took well advantage of that. And she has, that's her spot for sure. Like, she can hit other places. We see her in the outside in a couple of rotations. But that right side spot where she can just let loose on her swing is killer.
I would take an LCCC once her on that right side, but I guess if they try her in outside or middle, she put her anywhere in the front row and she's going to be pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't know where they're planning on playing her. I know she would like to stick to a right side. That's where she's comfortable. Like I said, there's two or three serve receive rotations where she's on the outside that she can just really get out and dominate there too. And she can hit out of the middle. We've seen it. It's just not the strongest spot for her, but anywhere in the front, she's going to have a very successful time at.
Graduation's going to hit you hard in the hitter department this year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got Riley, Haley, Miranda, and Carly all leaving. So four hitters out of our six. That's a lot.
Yep, but you'll do a good job in the off season. Probably not thinking maybe about the off season just yet with the basketball season, but come springtime and maybe your summer plans. Hey, we got to fill those spots, don't you?
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of inexperience coming in. It's not really gonna matter where girls go. That's the nice thing about a lot of our upcoming girls is they have been able to hit and play in different spots. So just kind of finding the right fit on where they go. And the hard part is just going to be filling the role and experience with them. Like, they all are, Riley and Carly started all 4 years of their career. Miranda and Haley were 2.5 to 2 year starters. And it just, the experience part of thing is where we're going to have to put in a lot of work.